Welcome to Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast. It's time to be healed. It's time to be restored. It's time to breathe. Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. Here's our host, Sandy James.
Welcome back to Breathing Room. This is Sandy James. I'm so glad you're tuning in today. This is a breakthrough day for us. This is a breakthrough day for you. This is the day that you've been waiting for. This is the day assigned by the Lord for your full restoration. Because that's what we've been talking about, isn't it? Recovering all. Not letting anything be stolen by the enemy that will not be restored in fullness in the name of Jesus. That's what we're believing God for you. I am here with my very dear friend, Millie Collin. And last week she was telling us her story of restoration in her own life. And we just didn't finish. The story is so amazing. We just didn't finish and I didn't want to rush. So I'm going to get Millie back to that story. As we left last week, she was in the barn and the Lord talked to you about something particular. Tell me again, what was happening?
Yes, so I had been in an 18-year marriage and there was a lot of infidelity throughout our marriage and alcohol and just a lot of unhealthy behaviors. But during that time, I had really learned who Abba was to me, and he just became a really kind father to me. And I began to learn about his grace and his love in a way that I never had before. And so the more I learned about it, the more I began to regain my self-worth as who I was as a daughter of the King. And so one evening, this time in my life, I had two teenage daughters and beautiful, incredible kids. But they were gone that night and things were just bad at home. And so I went to the barn. My girls and I were in the horse industry and we boarded horses and showed horses. Anyway, went to the barn to take care of horses. And I was just broken. I was physically and mentally exhausted and just at a place of true hopelessness. And can honestly say my girls were just my everything. And I knew, but the same thing I had, my husband was very successful. I got married really young, had signed a prenup, never worked, had no education. So I felt really stuck financially. My girls had been very well provided for, and I'm really grateful for that in knowing that I wouldn't have the capabilities of providing for them in that way if I left. And just a lot of fear around provision, a whole lot of fear around provision, even how I would take care of myself.
I think, and this may be off the topic, but I think that's why a lot of women stay in situations where they're being harmed or
Absolutely.
Where they're being abused in some way. They stay because they're afraid.
Absolutely.
Of how they'll be provided for.
Absolutely.
If they leave.
Yes, and oftentimes, that is used as a form of manipulation.
Sure.
You're told that you're not going to be able to take care of yourself, and you won't be able to fight for your kids, and you won't be able
and
to provide
you were
your
told
kids.
That.
I was, yeah. And one thing I really want to emphasize in my story as well is that hurt people hurt people.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to dishonor my girl's dad in any way, and their story is my story, and my story is their story. And so my story is my sibling's story and my parents' story. And so I want to honor all parties involved. But yes, we did not have a healthy marriage, and he did a lot of things right. Like I said, he was an amazing provider. I got to see the world, which completely change my perspective, especially from the way I grew up. And so I'm grateful for a lot of things, but it was not a healthy relationship at all. And so, and the more I learned how Jesus is healthy, right? And he is a God of healthy boundaries, and he is a God of self-worth. And that more than anything, it was just self-worth. And I remember even asking myself, if my girls were in this situation, would I want them to stay?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember thinking, absolutely not. I wouldn't wish this on my girls. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I went in and so that night at the house got really ugly. And so I went to the barn and I just remember crying and just asking, you know, my heart wanted my family to stay together. My divorce, it was absolutely nothing I ever wanted. And even had, up until this point too, I had fasted multiple times for my marriage, like truly just wanted it to work, wanted a change, wanted a heart change in both of us. At this time, I'll be really honest, I was tired, I was bitter, you know, I was hurt, and I was very cynical even about marriage at this point. Mm-hmm. I thought it was kind of a bad joke.
For good reasons,
sure.
Based on how you were raised and,
sure.
and what you would just live through.
Absolutely, yes. And so, and absolutely did not understand what it was supposed to look like, what it was supposed to be like. I just knew that the marriage I was in was hurtful.
Yeah.
And I was tired of hurting. And not only that, my girls were tired of hurting. Because when your parents are hurting, your kids are going to hurt. And so I was tired of putting them through hard things as well. And so I asked, I said, you know, I was crying and I was like, God, I don't know what to do. And that's when it was almost audible. And that's only a handful of times that I've heard him speak to me that clearly. He talks to me in other ways, but usually it's not his voice necessarily. And he said, my grace is sufficient if you stay and my grace is sufficient if you go. And he asked me a question. He goes, what do you want? And I just remember crying, and for a couple of things, I was given power of choice.
Wow.
Which was huge in my whole history.
A brand new thing for me.
Yes.
Wow.
And knowing that he would love me, and not only love me, but empower me with whatever choice I chose. Mm-hmm. And I said, Abba, I want to go. And it was this one of the scariest moments in my life, because I knew, again, I would have nothing financially. Didn't know if I'd be able to fight for my kids. And at that time, they were old enough, gratefully, to choose. I knew that, like, they could choose to be with me. But I knew that I would not be able to support them financially in the way they had been raised, and wasn't for sure what that would look like for them. Mm-hmm. And they have to sell their horses, which at that time was my oldest daughter's life. I mean, mm-hmm. that really, and she'll tell you, that kind of saved her life at one point. And so I didn't want to steal that from them, or, you know, take that away from them. So anyway, I left with so much peace though that night, and he spoke some other things over me, questions I had about previous events that had happened. And he actually said, he goes, go home and ask anything you need to know and he'll tell you. And I went home, and that night it really was like Holy Spirit truth serum. So any question I ever had, he gave me the answer.
Wow.
So I was able to leave with a ton of peace, knowing that I had done all I could do and knowing that I had had enough.
And it was okay that you had
And it was absolutely okay.
Yeah.
So I moved into the other bedroom that night, and the very next morning, like I said, we were involved in horse showing. One of my good friends called me from across the state. And she said, one of my good horse show friends, and she said, she was a banker, a mortgage lender. And she said, Millie, I just had this couple buy this huge boarding facility with a couple of arenas and this really cute apartment. And they're looking for somebody to come manage this horse facility. She goes, do you know of anybody out in your area that would be looking for a job and needs a place to live?
Wow.
And the very next day. And I just remember just crying and just how quickly God showed up for me.
Wow.
And so within just a couple of weeks, I had a place to live and an income and a place for our horses. And so it was just amazing. And so that was, and again, you know, it gave me an opportunity to be several hundred miles away, or a couple hundred miles away, and just, gave me time to maybe detox, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And just to find some peace. And it was really difficult, I'm not going to lie. You know, divorce is just hard.
It's horrible.
Yes.
Yes.
And so my girls suffered a ton. And I also want to say this too. I want it to be very clear. Hurt people, and that included me.
Yeah.
And when I was hurting, I didn't always show up as the best parent or the best friend or the best daughter. And so even though I knew God had brought us to a place of safety to work on us, it was hard. It was really hard. So it took, and he was so faithful, though, during that time. He always is. Mm-hmm. He's so faithful to bring people in your lives, to speak truth over you. And so it was a difficult time, but at the same time, it was a really good time for me. Just an awakening, kind of, and an awareness that I hadn't had. I'd felt like I'd lived in a fog for about the last 8 years, and it just kind of felt like the fog was lifting, and I was able to see things clearer and kind of understand what I wanted and what God wanted for me. And so, I still was I wasn't looking to date anybody. Absolutely was not. Was still just doing the horse thing and my kids, and that was my world. Gladly, it absolutely had some amazing girlfriends that we had a lot of fun, and they kept me laughing and entertained. Really kind of kept me in a joyful place. And I was really grateful for them. And it had been divorced about a year and a half, and we took a trip to a horse sale, my girlfriends and I, and the same girlfriend that got me the job, she was trying to set me up with a guy, and I about 6 months earlier, and I said, no, I'm not ready. I'm not looking. I have absolutely. And at that point, I had even told my family, I will never remarry again.
Yeah.
And I absolutely meant it. I was like, marriage is a bad joke. And I'll have a conversation with God about this one day. But right now, I don't even want to talk about it. Unfortunately, when I walked up to the horse sale, I immediately saw the gentleman that she had texted a picture, and was like, you want to meet him? And I was like, no, I don't. I don't want to meet anybody. Anyway, and so we had this awkward moment. But yes, and so, he was and is such a gentleman, and he just graciously and very patiently pursued for several months. And I finally agreed after about 3 months to go out on a date. And I'll never forget, he said, this is in the first 5 minutes of our date, so this will kind of summarize my husband's personality really quickly. But he said, in your next relationship, what are your top three non-negotiables?
Oh my gosh.
Yes. And so the intensity, right? So I remember, and my friends always laugh, if Millie's finger comes out, you're in trouble. And the finger came out, and I'll never forget it. I said, if there is ever another relationship, here are the top three non-negotiables.
Oh my
and,
gosh. I love
and
that.
Yes. And so in my top three non-negotiables were, you had to absolutely love Jesus, and not just say that you love Jesus, but have a true relationship with him and that it was reflected in your life. And then number two is that you had to be passionate about self-growth, which I look back at that now and I kind of laugh, because my idea of self-growth was going to counseling occasionally and reading self-help books. And then number three was, obviously, I wanted to be, if there was ever another relationship, they had to be either in the horse industry or at least be supportive and understand that passion that my girls and I had, because it was such a source of contention in the previous marriage. And so, obviously, he met all three of those, but I had no idea to what extent, and because my trust meter was pretty low. and still very much so kept him at an arm's length. But after we dated for about a year and a half, but during that time, he was so gracious and so instrumental in directing me to people and organizations that could help me get healing.
Wow.
And so the next year and a half really was just a really deep dive into emotional healing. Mm. And because I loved God with all my heart, like loved him with all my heart, but I didn't trust anybody else.
Right.
I would trust him, but that doesn't work when you're trying to function in the real world.
Yeah. Right.
It's God has more for you than it just being you and him in your secret place.
Yeah, right.
And it's got to show up horizontally eventually.
We live on a people planet.
Yes, so. We do. And so he really, for a year and a half, Holy Spirit just really worked with me. And I like to say I co-labored with him.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of soul work and a lot of soul healing. And where I finally, a year and a half later, when my husband, current husband now, asked me to marry him, I could confidently, absolutely say yes.
Give yourself.
Yes. And I will say I have to be married to the most patient man on the planet. And because it took a lot of, he had to rebuild trust.
Yeah.
That he didn't break.
Right, right, right.
And so for him and the graciousness, and so it is, I tell people this, it is an amazing feeling to wake up every morning and to be absolutely in love with the person you're next to.
Wow.
And there is an amazing feeling to wake up and know that that person is your best friend.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about, I think, our marriage, too, that God has really taught me is covenant.
Yeah.
And that is something I never understood before.
What has he taught you about covenant?
Just the beauty in it, and that it exists, and right. that I don't have to be afraid of that intimacy, and that it's my marriage now is the most vulnerable place I can be, except for with Holy Spirit and with Abba, and it's safe. And just to experience the natural,
mm-hmm.
What I've always experienced or what I've learned to experience with Abba is just, it's beyond anything I can articulate, really. Mm-hmm. It's just beautiful. And so I'm so grateful for the restoration that he's done in me to be mm-hmm. able to trust someone again, spiritually,
it's a gift.
Physically, yeah. Emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to be able to fully trust somebody.
Right.
It's just right. been a restoration like no other.
Right.
And
that's
so,
amazing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's been good. And there's always, you know, growing pains and
yeah.
have two beautiful bonus girls. So we're surrounded by the girls.
So you're still raising girls.
Still raising girls.
What else are you guys doing? How are you... How is the Lord using you and Britton, your mm-hmm. husband, to share what you've learned with other people?
Yes. So God has really taken those top three non-negotiables. and that truly is what we're passionate about. We are truly passionate about helping people become whole.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is physically, emotionally and spiritually, because
yeah.
you know we believe we're made up of body, soul, and spirit,
right?
And so we're just extremely passionate about, especially inviting Holy Spirit to help mend the soul realm. I feel like right. I was taught, and I feel like a lot of church has failed us in the past by being afraid of our minds
mm-hmm.
and being afraid of our emotions. And there's, you know, even growing up, if you felt sad or mad, you were reprimanded, right? Instead mm-hmm. of taught how to manage that appropriately. And so, and where that's coming from. And so I'm truly passionate too about, yeah, emotional intelligence and going back and allowing Holy Spirit to go with you back to those hurts.
Right.
So he really can heal them so you can move forward in a healthy place.
Amen.
And that really is something that year and a half before I got married, it was just co-laboring with Holy Spirit, saying, trusting God enough to say, let's go back here and let's do some work.
Right.
So you can truly be set free.
Right.
So you can move forward.
So you can replace the lies that you believe.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you feel like that's the key to everything in the walk with the Lord?
I do. I feel like the key to everything is our identity.
Yeah.
Fully knowing who He says we are.
Wow.
Yeah, which goes back to believing lies and not lies.
Right. Not believing the lies the enemy has taught
us. Yes.
Okay, let's take a break for our sponsor. When we come back, I want you to speak a little bit to that, and let's pray over the women about their identity and unhooking them from the lies that the enemy has taught them to believe. Because I think when we believe a lie, I believe we give power to the one who lied to us.
Absolutely.
And so the way He keeps us in bondage is by keeping us believing what is false rather than knowing what is true.
Absolutely.
Do you agree?
Absolutely.
Let's do that. Let's take a break for our sponsor. We'll be back in a few seconds and we will pray for you. Thanks.
Hello, friends. This is Greg with Greg James Designs. We design barn dominium homes, metal building homes, and pole barn homes. If you would like to call us and discuss your project, feel free. 405-697-2110 or visit us on the web at gregjamesdesigns.com. We would love to talk about your project. Give us a call.
Okay, welcome back to Breathing Room. God bless you. I'm so glad you're still here with us. Millie, I want to go back and just take a minute to speak to that identity to a woman. Let's imagine that there's a woman or even a man out there that's listening that is really struggling with, and not knowing why they're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
What would you tell them about their identity in Jesus?
I would say that He sees you whole. And He sees you righteous, and He loves you more than you can comprehend.
Mm.
And one of my very favorite scriptures is, perfect love cast out all fear, because fear has to do with punishment. And when I learned that He is perfect love, and so there's no fear, I truly believe every decision we make is made out of fear or love. And fear always says, I have to or else. And love always says, I want to, because this is who I am. I want to make this choice because this is who God created me to be.
Right.
And so, I think identity is everything. And the more that we can strip away the lies that we've picked up about who, whether that be from our parents, previous relationships, school teachers, friends, whatever. So whatever was spoken over you that you picked up and believed. And so I'm passionate about helping people go back to those places and breaking those lies off so you can truly fulfill the purpose. I believe our identity always comes before our purpose.
Wow.
And so if you're still even struggling with purpose, let's go back to your identity. Who are you? Who do you believe you are? And I think walking in our purpose brings full fulfillment.
Yeah.
In all areas of our life. So, so that's...
In order for this to... take root in you, beloved, you've got to know Jesus.
Absolutely.
You've got to be saved. You've got to be saved. If there's not a time in your life that you can point to where you remember giving your life to Jesus, let's take care of that right now. Because this is the day the Lord has made. You're not promised tomorrow. And we need to understand that our life was created to bring Him honor. And you need to come into another covenant. She talked about covenant. You need to come into the covenant with the Lord. And that's done through Jesus. So if you're ready to do that, let's do that. And then Millie, I want you to give us a homework assignment and tell us how to change some of the things. If we're beginners, how do we change our identity? You know, so let's do that now. If you're ready to receive Jesus or return to him, let's do that right now. I'll pray and Millie will follow me. And there's something magical in this prayer. I'm just giving you some structure to know how to do this. So say this with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and that he died on the cross to rescue me. I receive you, Lord, to myself as my covenant brother and as the Lord of my life. In the name of Jesus, I surrender my life to you, Lord, and I ask you to restore me to what you originally intended for me to be. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to take my life and do something amazing with it, because I surrender to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that with us and you believe that, you are a new creature. You are a Christian, and we want to hear from you because we want to help you to grow. So if I'm growing, how do I change my identity, Millie? Help me. Give me a starting place.
Yeah, well, I'll just take you back to where Jesus started with me. And it was simply that prayer that I believe he taught me. And because at that point in my life, I even struggled with trusting him. And I was like, how can I trust you, God? How can I know that you're trustworthy? Mm-hmm. And that's when he told me, he goes, the more you know how much I love you, the more you will trust me.
Wow.
And so I said, okay. And he said, so change your prayer. Start praying, Abba, show me today how much you love me.
Wow.
Because I know when I know how much you love me, I can trust you and I can fully love others.
That's a great beginning place.
It's a great beginning place. And so the homework would be for the next 2 weeks, wake up every day and pray, Abba, show me today how much you love me. So I can learn to trust you more. And I contend it's his favorite thing to do.
Wow.
Is to love on his children.
I love that. So, I love that. Okay, we want to pray for you. We have 53 seconds left. We want to pray for you. In the name of Jesus, we bless you now in Jesus' name. We take hold of that which is contending with you. And we strike down the work of the enemy in your life. And we declare that you, beloved, are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, we ask you to do that for us. Teach us how much you love us. Show us, Lord, how much you love us so that we can love you and so that we can love other people. Lord, we bless each listener now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to rescue the ones who need to be rescued. We ask you to connect us with them, Lord, and help us to help them. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you so much, Millie.
Absolutely. Thanks
Love
for
you.
Having me.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us as we steward a move of God in the earth. To find out more about Breathe Retreat, visit breatheretreat.life. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Join us next week for Breathing Room, a Breathe podcast.